Police and firefighters want easily visible and complete address numbers on houses in Lexington. But officials like 911 Director David Lucas also like house numbers in sequential order. That makes addresses that include fractions like 24 and a half a problem.
In our world, public safety, everything's straightforward. We just want to see the numbers posted, and we'd like to see everything in sequence and correct.
The council is considering a revision to the street address ordinance. It comes from Councilmember Diane Lawless, who called for a study into how other towns assign addresses to residences.
How other communities may be doing this, and what the benefits and what the problems are that arise from going into older neighborhoods that are, 100, 150 years old and changing the addresses.
Council members heard from some residents along Richmond Avenue who have a problem with the proposal. Among them was Jay Christian.
As an epidemiologist, I understand how important public safety and public health is. But I think in this case that it's steamrolling over these historic numbers isn't really going to help us on the block very much.
911's David Lucas says some 200 addresses have already been changed. He says another 150 deserve attention. Lucas says changing the computer program that tracks addresses that include fractions could cost over $100,000. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.